We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. For those who don't know, we're the largest electronic publisher of entrepreneurial content in Massachusetts, ahead of all other major publications. Kind of interesting. We've had over 800,000 people connect with us in 32 countries, and we're looking to grow that substantially, especially now that we have our wonderful new Chief Operating Officer, Alex Cooper, who joins us from Management Roundtable. That was a great acquisition to the team. We're looking forward to everything that Alex is going to bring to the show over the next year, year and a half, 2 years, which means less of me, better quality. I guess that's our new tagline, right, Chris? Absolutely. Less of me, more quality. Our next guest, Lou Ann Reeb of Emerson College, knows a lot about quality and entrepreneurship. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Luann, maybe, first tell us about Emerson, and, I think also relevant is sort of your background in media, too. So if you could just get into it, I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. Well, Emerson College, I've been teaching there since 2009. I've been fortunate enough to be asked to run the entrepreneurship program, which is a minor at the college. It's a year-long program where we immerse students in experiential learning experience. So what happens basically in a nutshell is it's a year-long program, mostly juniors and seniors, but it's open to sophomores across the college, meaning a major in performing arts or a major in journalism, major in marketing. Any of those students can take this minor at the college. So what I like to say is they come in with an idea, we develop that idea, help them develop it, test it for sustainability, because we all have lots of ideas, but not all of them are sustainable in business. And they come out with a business plan and a 5-minute pitch that they can take to investors. And this Friday is the big competition where all of my students, after a year long of this ideation and development of a business monetization model, whether it be profit or nonprofit, are competing for cash awards that will help them launch their business.
You didn't say anything about music, but it's funny. The person to your back through the wall is a professional saxophone player. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually a graduate of Emerson. I could be wrong. And he's extraordinarily talented. And I think, the reason he's in this building is because learning entrepreneurship for a musician is critical. It's hard, I think, in today's world to be a successful musician and not be an entrepreneur. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. You have to understand applying your creativity, in this case, example that you're giving me, music, to a business model, because it can be a hobby, and that's okay.
Right.
But if you're trying to support yourself, you need to understand the monetization and what will make customers hire you or other bands hire you. And one of the most important things for creative people is to understand how to market their brand. That's one of the things that we talk a great deal about in the entrepreneurship program at Emerson College, is understanding who your customer is, who your potential partners are, so that you can network and market your way into those kinds of, in music, this particular instance, gigs that pay, right? So and that's the ultimate goal, to apply your creativity to something that will support you.
Right, right. And a lot of musicians are sole practitioners. Our old executive producer of the show, Ian Motha, he was here, loved the job, but really wanted to have a band.
Right.
And, he talked to us about wanting to have a band. And I think, his skills as entrepreneurship are critical to his building a band.
Well, you mentioned music, and one of my students this year is creating an independent music label. So his goal is to help those up-and-coming musicians in a profit-sharing model, as opposed to some of the bigger music labels that take a huge profit from the musician. So he is launching 707 Records right after the competition.
Wow. And your background that led you to Emerson. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'll tell you the short version, Jeff. How about that? So I was a broadcast journalist for 19 years. Mm. I was the executive producer at WBZ-TV here in Boston. And I had a great career, loved my job, best job ever. I got to interview people like Nelson Mandela and Henry Kissinger and lots of presidents and actors and sports figures. And
I went to Mandela's house. It's amazing.
It was an incredible interview. And so I was in charge of 100 staff, newsroom as executive producer. I was in charge of all of the programs. And then a funny thing happened to traditional media. We call it the internet. And the internet became a place where people, consumers of news and information, got their news and information. It was a bit of a paradigm to the business model for traditional media. So some of us in the newsroom embraced that, and that was the catapult for me to take that entrepreneurial plunge and started my own company back in 1999. Not that I didn't like being a journalist. I loved my job. I love WBZ. I'm still, you know, very connected to WBZ. But I started my own business. I had this motivation to do so. So that's what we did. And the value proposition for the business was to create content online for consumers to consume. And that meant online video because we were great storytellers and we applied that skill set to that as well as podcasts.
Wow. You know, we're interested in speaking to your students that are entrepreneurs. We're interested. I think you know that already. We have a relationship with a few schools, and it's interesting to see these people come in. And some of them have been coming in repeatedly over an extended period, so you can see their businesses evolve. So I don't know if the students would be interested in that and you'd be interested in that, but we are.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful opportunity for the students. We have 19 teams that are pitching on Friday. So that's 19 potential new businesses that will launch in the summer. And we're very excited about that. And they're looking for opportunities to get the word out there about their business. So thank you for offering that.
Obviously. So where's Emerson going with their entrepreneurship program? I mean, it's not something that I had known until you were coming in.
Well, it's been around since 2005, believe it or not. So we were one of the first entrepreneurship programs before it was so popular.
In vogue.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Right.
Now, just about every college and university has at least one entrepreneurship program.
At least in Boston.
That's right. Well, for example, we have launched a partnership just this semester with MIT, and they have about four or five, six, I've lost count how many entrepreneurship programs they have. And part of the reason for the partnership is that our students are really very good at communication and the arts, and MIT students are superb at science and technology, right? So the marriage of that is unique for students to collaborate, especially in things like mobile apps, which students at both institutions are creating. I have six of them who are creating apps this year for various different purposes. And so that's a nice partnership for students to collaborate together. And we're seeing this in the entrepreneurial ecosystem anyway, from Babson to Northeastern and BU, all of the institutions, their students are doing this organically already. So we're trying to formalize that a little bit.
That's wonderful. How many people are teaching within the program?
I'm the director. We have four mentors who work with our students regularly in the fields of legal, because you have to know a lot of legal matters in order to...
In today's business world, there's regulations
everywhere. Keep yourself out of trouble, right?
Right.
We have a public relations mentor, Leslie Medley, who owns her own firm. We have a financial mentor because it's important to understand how the business operates when the money comes in and the bills have to be paid, how the financial aspect impacts what you're doing, as well as startup costs. We have an investor mentor who helps the students understand the differences, as I do, between bootstrapping, because I've done them all, bootstrapping and angel VCs, friends and family, all sorts of ways to create funding to get off the ground. We have design mentor who helps our students understand how best to communicate their value proposition in a logo, in a website, things like that. So we have various people who are working with students just as I do on a regular basis especially in the spring semester when it's teaching on an individual basis. In the first semester, they learn what it means, what it feels like to be an entrepreneur. We go to startups because my three-time entrepreneurial story, journey, whatever you want to call it, is not the only way to do it. I like them to be exposed to all different ways that people launch their businesses. And in the spring semester, it's much more individual work because, as I said, those students have an idea. They're incubating it, so they need individual attention from me and the mentors.
Luann, very interesting. If somebody wants to find you at Emerson College and learn more about the entrepreneurship program, how would they do that?
You can give me a call. The number is 617-824-3312. That's my direct line. Or you can email me. And my email address is Lu, L-U underscore Ann, A-N-N underscore Reeb, R-E-E-B at emerson.edu.
Pretty easy. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
I hope you come back again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Luann Reeb of Emerson College, the entrepreneurship program. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.